Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 6th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple announced its iPhone 12 event for October 13th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time with the tagline High Speed, which likely points to 5G connectivity and an A14 processor and a rumored 4 new iPhone 12 models. The event will be virtual and streamed from Apple Park. Last month, Apple held a virtual event to announce the newest Apple Watch SE and Apple Watch Series 6 hardware, plus a new iPad Air and the 8th generation iPad, Apple Fitness Plus, and the Apple One Services bundle. Google has renamed its set of online productivity and collaboration tools from G Suite to Google Workspace, with new logos for its apps and a few new features the company announced this summer, such as creating and collaborating on documents with guests in chat rooms and previewing linked files in Docs, Sheets, and Slides without having to open them in a new tab. If you @mention somebody within a document, Workspace will pop up a smart chip to show you contact details and suggest actions. G Suite originally launched in 2016. In an interview with the Korean site Naver, Sony Interactive Entertainment CEO Jim Ryan says he expects that the PlayStation 5 will sell more than 7 million units by the end of the current financial year, which ends in April of 2021. Previous reports pointed to pandemic-related manufacturing issues that could see PS5 stock reduced to 4 million units for the same period, but Sony denies that that's the case. The PS5 goes on sale November 12th in South Korea, Japan, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Australia, and New Zealand, and other countries on November 19th. With the exception of China, those launch plans have yet to be announced. Bloomberg reports that Apple has stopped selling headphones and wireless speakers from Sonos, Bose, and Logitech in its online store. The company is rumored to be launching Apple-branded over-ear headphones and a smaller version of the HomePod smart speaker as early as this year. Employees at Apple's physical stores were also instructed to remove the products. The luggage maker Samsonite announced the Connect Eye Backpacker, a backpack that includes Google's Jacquard touch-sensitive fabric. Like other Jacquard products, this has a small tag that includes a small LED light and vibration motor for notifications. The touch surface is included on the left strap of the pack and supports brush up, brush down, and double tap gestures, which can be tied to media controls, activating a voice assistant, and triggering directions. The backpack comes in slim and standard sizes for $200 and $220, respectively. Facebook announced it will support Netflix and Zoom on its portal devices. The company will also offer one-touch buttons, such as a Netflix button, on its new portal remote, expand its selection of its stories offered through its story time feature, add new AR effects, and offer Spanish language voice control. In September, Amazon announced it would support Netflix on the Amazon Echo Show smart displays, and Google recently added Netflix support to its Nest Hub and Hub Max earlier this year. Venmo began offering its Venmo credit card to select customers. The Visa card breaks out spending into 8 categories: grocery, bills and utilities, health and beauty, gas, entertainment, dining and nightlife, transportation, and travel. Users can see spending broken out on the Venmo app and receive 3% cash back on their top spend category, 2% on their second, and 1% on their third. The card includes RFID for tap to pay and includes the user's Venmo QR code on the front. The China Africa Project reports that the United States Development Finance Corporation has invested $25 million in a company to help develop a Brazilian nickel and cobalt mine used in battery materials, as well as military and aerospace uses. BNEF notes that China has more cobalt refining capacity than the rest of the world combined, at 118,000 tons. Finland is a second, with 15,000. And finally, sources speaking to Politico say that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Google's Sundar Pichai, and Twitter's Jack Dorsey have agreed to remotely testify before the Senate Commerce Committee on October 28th regarding Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Last week, the Senate committee unanimously voted to send subpoenas to the three CEOs, but they have not been formally issued. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.